This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Older Americans may recall quaint days gone by when the Hilton family business was hotels. It now appears to be reality TV. Young Paris stars in the Fox reality show The Simple Life. Her mom, Kathy Hilton, gives reality TV a try tomorrow night on NBC. There's a new show called I Want to Be a Hilton. Here's Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein, who we think doesn't.
Kathy Hilton is on NBC to teach the world an important lesson. It ain't easy being obscenely wealthy. Sure, marrying into the family that owns the Hilton Hotel Empire doesn't seem especially difficult. But for the contestants who want to be a Hilton, learning the so-called skills needed to run with the jet set is a challenge. Now that might have something to do with the 14 fools who signed up for Hilton's on-air charm school. NBC did a great job of finding the few individuals on the planet who find relatively simple tasks, like holding a wine glass by the stem, akin to understanding quantum physics. But the contestant who best masters the rules of etiquette wins entree to high society, complete with a $200,000 trust fund. My money isn't on Jarrett the telephone salesman or Jabe the ranch hand. They seem over their heads from the very first moment of the show, in which the contestants indulge in a gourmet feast, including caviar.
I've never tried caviar. It just made me cry. I couldn't even see. It was just horrible.
There was about three things that I'd never tried before, and I don't think I'd eat any of the three again, not without Tabasco.
Thankfully, Kathy Hilton is there to whip their deluded taste buds into shape. Let's not forget that she is a former child actress who worked on the 60s sitcom Family Affair, so Hilton is no stranger to television. Perhaps her strongest skill here is managing to keep a straight face during displays of contestant ineptitude, like when Jabe buys her 10 pounds of chocolate and signs his name and marker on the package. This contestant had me howling a few times, like when he navigated a fancy party with the help of a teammate who coaches him on how to make a proper toast through a hidden earpiece.
I would like to propose a toast to Miss
Kathy Hilton from the Madison team for this experience.
And without you,
y'all know that it wouldn't be possible.
It just wouldn't be possible.
Say thank you.
Say thank you.
As a modern-day Pygmalion, this show might strike you as strictly in the mold of reality TV's most popular format, the makeover. But there is another influence at play that harkens back to one of the medium's most popular themes, the missteps of the nouveau riche. It's at the heart of one of the most popular comedies of the 1960s, The Beverly Hillbillies. That show depicted a family of country bumpkins who moved to Beverly Hills. It's a theme that has been treated to endless variations in more modern shows, like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and even other reality shows like The Apprentice. I Want to Be a Hilton stands out because it's just silly fun. Too many summer reality shows are pale imitations of American Idol, like NBC's Hit Me Baby One More Time and ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Not that I Want to Be a Hilton will be everyone's cup of tea. Like caviar, reality TV is an acquired taste.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor for The Hollywood Reporter, and he writes about TV for Day to Day.